Vayaskein Aaron el mulpnei hamenorah. And Rashi says Vayaskein Aaron lahagid shivcha shel Aaron shleishina. Praises Aaron, he didn't change. He did how he's supposed to do it. All the mefarshim, many different pshatim. What is it telling us? Aaron didn't change. It's a shvach, a praise. Of course, he did what he had to do. The most famous pshat, which many say, is like they told you on the first time you put on tefillin. I'm sure they all told you the day you gave out the donuts in school, and they said with excitement, the thrill you had when you put on tefillin today should remain with you for the rest of your life. I don't see why that many people was mekuyim. What it's telling us over here is Aaron lit the menorah for 38 years. And all 38 years, Mishbech Aaron Shlei Shina, he felt the same enthusiasm, excitement as the first time when he lit the menorah. There's a famous Maisa, the Satmarov. He was at a chasna, and the Batchan asked him if the Satmarov would agree that he could imitate the way the Satmarov davens on Yom Yonoroim. The Satmarov had a very unique way of davening, very high-pitched voice. A lot of crying. And the Satmarov said, yes, I'm Chas Mekala for sure. So the Batchan got up and he starts copying exactly every nuance that Satmarov did during the davening. And his deep crying, high-pitched crying. And everybody's rolling with laughter there. And he looks at the Satmarov to see his reaction, and the Satmarov is crying. So right away he stops and he goes to apologize to Satmarov. And the Satmarov says, no, you didn't do anything wrong. He says, why was the Rav crying? He says, because I was watching the way you were imitating me. And I was thinking to myself, just like you were imitating me, maybe every year when I daven, I'm also just imitating myself. I'm doing the same as I did last year. Like an art scroll machzor, you can write in there, cry here. That's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be without gosh of the feeling, how do I know when I cry, the crying is real? Maybe that's just the way I do and I'm imitating year to year. So a person does mitzvahs, Meshabech Aaron Shlei Shina, we have to do it with enthusiasm. And in order to do that, you have to put your mind to think about it. Learn, understand the mitzvah, and then it'll be easier to do with enthusiasm like that. There's a beautiful pshat, the Chasam Sefer says, this is in the 5-volume Chasam Sefer, and he explains like this, that every day, only somebody who had never done keteris before could burn the keteris. Why was that? Because you get rich from it. Bro, you get rich. So once in your life, you get an opportunity. Of course, the kohen gadol can do any avodah any time. But a regular kohen, once in his life, can do it. The posuk says, Be'tivoyes haneris yakterena. When you're cleaning, getting ready the menorah, is when you do the keteris. So Chasam Sefer says, it's not shaykh to do both at the same time. It's either one or the other. Hatov haneris, or the keteris. Aaron, he was made to the neiris, he couldn't do the keteris. And that's not such a chiddush, he says. Everything's a chiddush, kol kach. Why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos says, man derogel b'neiris, somebody always lights the neiris, Rashi says, nechanek and Shabbos, he's understanding any neiris of mitzvah, havayin lebonim talmidei chachomim. You have bonim talmidei chachomim if a person is rogel b'neiris. So Aaron wanted to make sure to have good children, so he did the ner rather than the k'teres. Toivli teres picho, me'al fezor v'chesef. What matters is not the money. What matters is to have the good children. But the Chasam Sefer says, but it's efshel kaim shleim, he can do both. Once in his life, you know, Aaron can take a day off once. Every day, 38 years, you light the menorah. And one day you go and you do the k'teres, just to get rich as well. Why can't you have both? Meshabeach Aaron Shlei Shina, Rashi is saying, is Meshabeach praising Aaron. He didn't change. Not one time would he go and do the Keteris, even though it'll make him rich. And you'll say, big deal, one time. No. Every time. To Segula to have good children, all he wanted to do was to light the menorah. On this Pasuk of Vayaskein Aaron, the original says a beautiful verb. It says, if you look at my Bereishis, it doesn't say every time Vayhi Chein. Why not? I think the Ramban explains. On the first day, for instance, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Orin Choshech. It doesn't say Vayhi Chein because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw there's Rishoyim in the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put away the light for Tzadikim Lasid Lavoi. And the Rekeach adds, you can have that in the menorah, such a light. But that light is a very special light. So the Rishnah says, we're missing the Vayhi Chein in the first day of creation. Comes along Aaron and he lights the menorah. Vayas Kein Aaron. Aaron brought the cane, that Oir HaGonah, that hidden light, he brought that into the world. It was by he Cain on the first day, came about when Aaron lit the menorah. Vayas Cain Aaron. I'm going to jump to the end of the parasha because I want to make sure I say this of great importance, and then we'll go to some other parts. But this has to be mentioned, and this is, to me, the most important thing to mention here, something that you should take with you for the rest of your lives, and I wish I would live by it, but you should try and live by this. The Pasuk says, Aaron and Miriam said, Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to give Musa to Aaron and Miriam. Vayoymer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Aaron and Miriam, Shimuna Devaroi, listen to my words, says Rashi, Shimuna Devaroi, Ein no ela Lashon Bakosha. The word no means Bakosha, please, I'm begging you, listen to me, please. Serves the Sifsei Chachomim. And this Sifsei Chachomim needs to be made in a plaque and hung in every shiroom, in every house, everywhere. And every baseball game as well, probably. Kaloima. Afal pi shecharabam af Hashem. Even though HaKadosh Baruch is now angry at Aaron and Miriam, mikol mokim, ein no el losh bakosha. No means please. V'diber imohim benachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with Aaron and Miriam gently. She'ilu ha'yidavar of Bekas. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have spoke with anger to Aaron and Miriam, and here's the amazing words, lo'y ha'yu devar of Nishmoim. They wouldn't have listened to him. Who wouldn't have listened? The greatest tzaddikim in Klai Yisrael, Aaron and Miriam wouldn't listen. To who? To the Rabbein Yishlam himself. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have spoken angrily. And then he adds, of course, ve'lilmoid kalachayim le'bos v'dom. She'yiyu devar of Benachas. We have to learn from this, how important it is to speak softly, gently. It's a waste of time to get angry at somebody. Because if Aaron and Miriam wouldn't listen to the Rabbein Yishloidim, halachas kama v'kama, nobody's going to listen to us when we get angry. Oy, how many times I've been over this, wasted my time like that. You know, and you know you're wasting your time when you're giving musa to somebody, he goes, okay, okay. And then the next thing you say back is, don't give me that okay, it's not okay. You know that type of conversation. So that is, again, you're wasting your time then. If the guy is saying back, okay, I got it already, you're overdoing it. Remember this, Rabbi Yisai. There's a fascinating Ksav Sofer. The Pasuk says, the Klai Yisrael are crying, by Yivku, come to Yisrael, Miichel in the boss, they want meat. Zacharon is Hadog, we remember the fish, Asher Noichel b'Mitzrayim Chinom, which we ate in Mitzrayim for nothing. Isak Eshuim v'Savatichim, remember the squash, the cucumbers, the watermelons, it's a chosab, sons of shumim. All these vegetables we remember. So the Mforashim will ask, Ramban and others ask, what do you mean they ate chinom for nothing? They didn't eat for nothing. They worked, avodas parach, to get that food. So what does it mean they worked for nothing? Also, Rashi has a problem. The pasuk continues and says, Vata nafshenye vesha, all we have is the mon, and the mon is a very gishmaka thing, the next pasuk says. And it describes the mon as a gishmaka thing. So Rashi had difficulty if they're complaining why they're saying the mon is great. So Rashi says, Misha amazer lo yamazer. The first part they were complaining. The next part, the Rabbi Yishlam is saying back, what are you complaining about the mon? You're complaining about mon yavesha. It's dried up, nothing to eat. It's a gishmaka thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. But you don't see that in the psukim, there's a change of who's talking. But that's how Rashi learns. The Ksav Sofer says pshat like this. He says, somebody who's never experienced something doesn't have a taiva for it. Because you don't know what it is. You don't know if it's a geschmack. I don't have a taiva to have caviar. You know, in the Goyish world, caviar is a major thing. But again, I've never tasted it. And so I don't have a taiva for it. Things that you don't know about, you don't have a taiva for. He says, that's why why is it that Bali Tshuva are better than Tzaddik and Geburim? Because a Bali Tshuva has tasted the forbidden, and he sees all those Geshmaka things he could have, and he sees he has the taiva for it, he's created that taiva for it, and now he wants it. Lamashal, not to get anybody here, somebody who listens, let's say, Nebuch, Rachman Islam, to Goyish music. So somebody who listens to Goyish music will tell you that it's 100 times better than Jewish music. And I know people listen to Goyish music and have given up the Goyish music, and they'll tell you it's, even though they listen only to Jewish music, the Goyish music is 100 times better. And it's harder for them to give it up, but they've given it up. And they have a taiva, but they don't listen to it. They understand divrei nevolit is, what it does to your neshama destroys you. They understand that. And they've given it up. But a yeshivish guy, who's never heard anything about MBD and MBC, etc., etc., and Shweki. So, of course, he thinks, wow, this is the greatest music on earth. Oh, there's nothing like Shweki. And he doesn't understand that, yeah, there is things better out there. He thinks that's the greatest the music there is. So he doesn't have that taiva. So, of course, it's a tzaddik gomor. He doesn't, Baruch Hashem, he doesn't. A person never shouldn't have this nesoyan. But somebody who has actually done it and is klevish that yetzer, that's worth more. That's why Baal Tshuva is better. He says, Klal Yisrael, when a person, I'll give you a moshul, I've said this many times, this story, because I found it amazing. In 1985, somebody was working for me in my house, and he told me that the night before, he had had a steak supper with somebody, and they were reminiscing their days in Auschwitz. So they were discussing that when they were in Auschwitz together, they remember having this piece of their ration they got, an old piece of bread, hard bread. And one said to the other then, one day we're going to be out of here and we're going to have a whole loaf of fresh bread to eat. That was desire. That was their taiva then. That's all they knew. They didn't know. Like if you haven't tasted something, you don't know. They never dreamt of steak. That was what they were looking for, to have a whole loaf of fresh bread. So over here, Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, they were avodim there a long time. They knew nothing about taivas. What was their taiva there? So the Ksav Sefer says that one taiva. They were eating these foods, the fish and the vegetables they were eating. And they were thinking, wow, one day we're going to eat these foods chinom, for nothing. We won't have to pay. We're going to get these foods without hard work. That's all they could dream of. Zacharnas hadog shanoich b'mitzrayim, chinom doesn't mean we ate it for nothing. Our dream was to eat it for nothing. But then what happened? You took us in the midbar. And now you gave us the mon to eat. And the mon gives you all different tastes. And now we've seen there's so much stuff out there. You've created in us taivas for so many other things. We never would have had that taiva. Why did you give us the mon and make it now that we have in this soin and want to eat all those things? We were much better off that we never had those taivas. Why did you give us the mon to eat? The Leviim, the Pasuk tells us, Zois Hashir Aviyim Biben Chomesh Vesrim Shon Avim Allah Yovoi Litvoi Tzov Avoid Zay Omoyed. The Leviim would start their Avoida at 25 years old, says Rashi, Biben Chomesh Vesrim V'mokim Acher Oime, another place it says, Biben Shloishim Shona Hoketzat Biben Chofei Bo Lilmoyed Hilchus Avoida. You start with a 5-year training. You have to go to college 5 years to learn how to do the Avoida. V'loimed Chamesh Shonim or ben shloishim oivet. So 5 years training, that starts at 25, at 30, you can do the avoda. Mikan the Talmud, shloi roa simin yofa. A Talmud has been learning for 5 years. What grade are you in? Bimishnosai. Bechamish shonim. He's tried 5 years already without success. Shuvein roa, you're never going to see. Give up, it's a waste of time. If you don't succeed, try again. That's 5 years. After 5 years, it's over, you're wasting your time. Before you leave, let me just finish the rest of what I want to say to some of you. There was a Rosh Hashiva, he became a Rav later in London, Shimon Bnei Brak, and he took one of his Talmidim to the stipler, and he said, this Bocha has been learning for 5 years, and he wasn't Matzliach at all. Maybe it's time for him to give up. He learned for 5 years already. So the stipler turned to him and he said to him, when you came to the yeshiva, were you able to learn Chumash Rashi? He said, no. Can you learn now? He said, yes. He says, could you learn Mishnayos when you came? He said, no. Now can you? He said, yes. So he had Hatzlocha. Hatzlocha is relative. Doesn't have to be your Baki Bishas. A person according to what his level, what he's able to do, that's called Hatzlocha. Another time, he took somebody to the stipler in the same situation. Now this Bach wasn't a Madrega that he should have been able to learn Chumash Rashi Mishnayos. This was a smart guy, obviously. And he took him to the stipler, so he thought this time the stipler will say, let me go to work already. It's wasting his time. So he takes him to the stipler, and he tells him he's learning 5 years, and perhaps he should give up now. And the stipler said, now one second, Chazal say, 5 years to learn, and you're learning 5 years, you want matzliach, then you give up. You didn't start your 5 years yet. You buckled 5 years. You got to start again your 5 years. After you've learned for 5 years, you tried, you attempted, you did everything you could, that's when you give up. So Rabbi said, don't run out yet. There is, we have in this week's parasha, the parasha of Pesach Sheni. And I don't think we'll have time to go through the whole thing, what I wanted to say, but we can begin at least with at least the kasha. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, the people were Tommy Mace, and they said to Moshe, Loma Nigora Levilti Hikrivis Korban Hashem. Why should we be worse off? We want to bring a Korban Pesach, why can't we? And before you get to any kashas at all, that alone is probably one of the biggest musa lessons we can take from the parasha. How many people, when they're absolved from a mitzvah, what's their reaction to it? Pata. Happy about it. I always say that a goy nebuch, he doesn't understand what real simcha is. He doesn't understand simcha v'yid. The biggest simcha you can see, there can be a person who's mamish, a depressed person, and is in shul, is depressed, and you look at him, Nebuch has been having a lousy week, and it's a Monday morning, and they don't say tachanun. His face lights up. That oir hagon is the hidden light we talked about. You see that oir shining in his face. The smile. Unbelievable. A goy can't understand that. I've even tried to explain to my wife. She doesn't. She said it takes 3-4 minutes. So what's so exciting? She doesn't understand. Why is it that there's this tremendous excitement for it? Especially if you understand what a beautiful tefillah tachlan is. But again, we have to learn to appreciate what a mitzvah is. An opportunity. It's not an obligation, a mitzvah. A mitzvah is an opportunity for us. Lefichach hirbo lehem teira mitzvah. Kshbarach gave us a lot that we should have chusim. So they said Lomi Nigara. But the kasha is the obvious kasha, which the Rechaim HaKadosh, and the Rishonim already asked this kasha. But he's just very clear in the Rechaim HaKadosh. Tzorach ladas tainas ha'anoshim. What did they want? B'mayim Lomi Nigara. Haloi tamon b'fiyem. The reason is in their mouth. They said the reason already. Anachnu tameim. You're tamei. Umam evakshin nitlim terech chadosha. They want a new Torah. What do they want? A person couldn't blow shofar for 1 year. Or give us a Rosh Hashanah Sheini, what do you want? You couldn't sit in a sukkah. It's over. You're a Tommy. Oynus Rahman Apatre, what do you want? So again, next year, Mr. Shim, you'll have to come back. I'll just tell you quick, there are Chaim Kodesh Pshat, but there's a beautiful Pshat if you want to see it yourself in Ur Gedal Yo. But quickly, I'll tell you what the Rechaim Kodesh answers. He said, because they became Tommy, Brishusa Yisparach, it was a mitzvah. And you're right, normally, if you're doing a mitzvah, what can you do? You don't get another chance. But they saw here is different. They were potter because they were tummy. And you see there's a concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur. If the whole tzibur is tummy, they still make a Korban Pesach. So you see there's special dispensations with tumah, with the Korban Pesach. So perhaps we can give ourselves that dispensation. Loma Nigora, you see there's such a thing as tumah hutra b'tzibur. We've got the same idea. Over here, we were doing a mitzvah, so give us also that dispensation, and let us bring the korban. They had a svar over here why they should have been able to. And then, of course, they were told they could, because they had such a taiva to do it. As Rashi says, Megalgen Schus, Al Yedei Zakai, they deserve that the mitzvah Korban Pesach should come through them.